Steve Donnan for leading the service for us this morning. It's good to have fellowship again with him. And I also would like to thank your pastor, Pastor Lyle, for his warm invitation to come and to take the services here today. It's good to see you, and it's good to be back again in Lurgan, and we trust that the Lord will bless us. It's the Lord. It's not the preacher. It's the Lord that blesses, and we look to the Lord this morning. Let's take a wee moment and bow in prayer before we open to the sacred page of Holy Scripture. Let's take these moments and commend ourselves to the Lord. Our Father God, we do thank Thee for the sacred Scriptures of truth. We want to publicly confess that what we believe and we're going to open is indeed the inspired and the infallible Word of God. And Lord, now as we turn to Thy Word, we pray that Thou, Lord, would speak to us from Thy Word. And Lord, Thou knowest the hearts, Thou knowest the minds, Thou knowest the lives of every person in this meeting. And we pray, Lord, today that we would hear Thy voice, because I am trusting Thee for power. For Thy power, it cannot fail, and this Word that Thou hast given to me, it shall, it must, and it will prevail. We pray, Lord, that Thou would give us a prevailing Word in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want you to turn with me now to the Word of God, please. We're turning to Matthew's Gospel this morning, and we're turning to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6. The Gospel of Matthew this morning, and we're in chapter 6. I want you to notice, first of all, as we come to this scripture reading this morning, every word, every phrase that we are going to listen to, every word, every phrase that we are going to read, these are not the words of the Apostle Paul. They're not the words of the Apostle James. They're not the words of the Apostle Peter. This morning, these words, every word, every phrase, comes from the lips of the Lord Jesus. And when these words come from the lips of the Lord Jesus, you know they're unique words because these are the very words of the Son of God. And these words I know this morning is going to bring you great comfort. And listen, child of God, we all need comfort, don't we? And we all need encouragement. Because, child of God, this morning in these days in which we live, there's much to get us down. There's much to get us discouraged. There's much to make us feel uncomfortable. And if there's anything that the children of God need today, is encouragement. And the Lord has given me a message, a wee devotional message, on a text that's found in our scripture reading. We want to turn to the Word of God, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, and we're going to commence to read down there at verse 25. Now, let's listen to the Lord Jesus, because these are His words. They're not my words. They're His words. Now, let's listen carefully as we read them together. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? And behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? And which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. And wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or withal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And we know that the Lord will add his blessing to that reading of his own precious word. There's a type of burden, child of God. There's a type of burden that we find ourselves carrying. And it's a type of burden, if we're all honest. We all carry it. And yet and all, child of God, yet and all, it's a burden that the Lord Jesus never intends for you and I to carry. But yet it's a burden that can drive the child of God into a dark place. And it's a burden that has driven many a person over the edge. It's a burden, I'm telling you, a burden that the Lord never intended us, nor never does intend for us to carry. Now, what is this burden? What is this burden that the Lord never intended for us to carry? What is this burden that can drive us into a dark place? What is this burden that can drive us over the edge? Well, here's the burden. It's thoughts. Thoughts of tomorrow. You know, many this morning are walking about with that burden. The burden of tomorrow. Thoughts of tomorrow. And listen, sister. Maybe you're at this service this morning and that's your burden. You're sitting in this meeting, you've come to this meeting, and the thoughts of tomorrow terrify you. Thoughts of tomorrow. Do you know in that scripture reading that we have read, the Lord Jesus no less than 6 times refers to our thoughts. And that scripture reading this morning helps me to realize that the Lord Jesus understands the mentality of our minds. Even though this morning you and I cannot understand the mentality of our minds at all. But I'll tell you, the Lord Jesus understands. He knows. Did not the psalmist say in Psalm 139 and verse 2, did not the psalmist say, thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising? And then he finished the verse with these words, and thou knowest and understandest my thought afar off. Listen, dear child of God, this morning. The Lord knows we're prone to worry. We shouldn't worry, but we do it. And you're here this morning, brother or sister, and you're here burdened about the thoughts of tomorrow, and tomorrow terrifies you, and you've come to this meeting, and you're burdened, and you're troubled about tomorrow. The Lord has a wee message for you to encourage you. And the Lord has a wee message this morning to bless you. You see, he understands this morning. He understands the way we think. He understands that our faith can become weak. And he understands we are prone to worry. Listen, it doesn't matter who you are. And it doesn't matter what you are. And it doesn't matter who you are, what you are, anything about you. Listen, child of God, we all meet difficult and trying circumstances in life. And maybe there's somebody in this meeting this morning and you're going through a very difficult period. You're going through a very demanding period. You're going through a very depressing period. And this morning, child of God, it's tough for you. It's tough. And maybe this morning, child of God, your experience is every day is a struggle. Listen, Christians, we can find them kind of days in ourselves, you know. I can. And maybe you're here this morning, child of God, and you're carrying this burden because, listen to me, circumstances, situations can drive us all into a dark place. Wonders are someone here. And the thoughts of tomorrow terrify you. They frighten you. Maybe it's something to do with work. Maybe it's something to do with a home. Maybe it's something to do with your health, dear. There's 1,001 things can land on your mind, you know. Maybe it's grief. Maybe it's grief this morning. Maybe it's sorrow. Maybe it's loss. And life isn't the way it used to be. And life will never be the way it was. And you're here this morning and your life, the way ahead, the way forward, it'll never be the same as it was the life that you lived behind you. Maybe I'm going to speak to someone this morning. It's not me that's going to do the speaking, it's the Lord. Maybe there's people here this morning and there's somebody here this morning. Are you listening? You dread to see the light of day. You dread to see the light of day. Another day to face. And night time's worse because you think about tomorrow. Now here's my text this morning that the Lord has laid in my heart. Let's listen to the words of the Lord Jesus. Matthew 6, verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. That's my text. And from that text comes the Lord's message. And I want you to notice from that text this morning, there stands a tripod of truth. A tripod of truth this morning, child of God, that I believe it's going to encourage your heart. You see, first of all, in that text, you'll see that it's a text that has an exhortation. This text exhorts us, child of God, to do something. Listen to what it says. Take, therefore, no thought for the morrow. Now listen, child of God, what's God trying to say to us? This is what God's trying to say to you. Take no thought for the morrow. Why? Because tomorrow's not yours to worry about. Listen, child of God. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're worrying about tomorrow and all the rest of it, listen, tomorrow is not yours to worry about. Because tomorrow, your tomorrow, my tomorrow, our tomorrow is in the hand of God. Take therefore no thought for the morrow. Listen, troubled soul. Listen, troubled mind this morning. Listen. The Lord Jesus is speaking to your heart. He's speaking to your soul, but he's speaking to your mind this morning. And he's saying to your mind, take therefore no thought for the morrow. I want you to know something, child of God. Your tomorrow is in the hands of the God. Your tomorrow may be in your head, but your real tomorrow is in the hands of God. And if you've come to this meeting this morning troubled and terrified concerning the thoughts of tomorrow, you'll find that the thoughts of tomorrow pulls the blind on today's sunshine. So many people of God's people, so many of God's people this morning, they can't enjoy the blessings that God has for them because of the burden of tomorrow. I wonder, is there someone here and God has his finger on you? What God is saying is telling your story right now. You're terrified. Terrified by the thoughts of tomorrow. Listen, we can all get down. Pastors can get down. A whole lot of boys think they don't get down, but we all can get down. Do you know there was a time in my own life when I was down? Yes. I could have danced a Highland jig at night. But boys, I hated to hear the sound of the birds singing in the morning because another day had to be faced. That's going way back a long time ago now. And that's why I don't knock anybody that's down. Because any one of us can get down. And we don't need to kick people when they are down. I'll tell you, the Lord didn't kick Elijah when he was down. There's too many of God's people and they're too good at the kicking. And they know nothing about the caring. And I'll tell you, friends, I hated to see mourning. Hated the thoughts of mourning. But you know, sometimes the bad experiences of yesterday can be a real burden of today and can bring forth a better expectation of tomorrow. Listen, listen. Is there somebody here this morning and you don't know how you're going to face tomorrow? I don't know who you are, and it's none of my business, but I'll tell you, the Lord has this message for you this morning. And this morning, you're here and you don't know how you're going to face tomorrow. Ivan Thompson used to always drill this into us. A person with a smiling face at the door oftentimes ends up being the person who's broken in heart. Behind a smiling face, he used to teach us, there's a breaking heart perhaps. And he used to say the ones who smile the most could often be the ones who hurt the most. and he was true. But here's what the Lord wants you to do this morning. This is what he wants to exhort you to do. He says to you this morning, listen, listen, take no thought for tomorrow. Don't be worrying about it. Listen, your tomorrow is in my hands. Your tomorrow, with all its problems, great and small, your tomorrow is in my hands. Your tomorrow is already taken care of. I say, does that not bless your heart, child of God? That your tomorrow and my tomorrow, with its problems, great and small, it's already taken care of. Don't let your thoughts of tomorrow rob your joy of today. Listen, child of God, you can't control tomorrow today. You can't control it from where you're sitting. You cannot change your tomorrow. You have no say over tomorrow. And the Lord wants to say to you, why worry about it? Why let it get you down? You know what the Lord wants to say to your heart this morning? Why do you fail to enjoy the blessings I want you to enjoy today when you're so busy being burdened by the thoughts of tomorrow? Take therefore now no thought for the morrow. Listen to what the Lord says in Jeremiah 29:11. You know what he says in 29:11? He says, for I know the thoughts that I have toward you. Listen, that's what the Lord says to your heart this morning. Listen, take no thought for the morrow, for I know the thoughts that I have for you. Listen, I would rather lean on the thoughts that the Lord has for me than the thoughts that I have. But listen to what he says. Thoughts of peace. Oh, troubled soul, that's what you long for this morning, peace. Thoughts of peace and not evil to give you an unexpected end. Now listen, maybe you are in trouble, I don't know. But here's something the Lord wants you to understand. The Lord will never allow anything to come into your life that his grace won't be able to sustain. Whatever tomorrow brings, child of God, it won't be any surprise in the heart or in the part of God, because God sees your tomorrow with its problems, with its difficulties, with its troubles, with its trials. God sees your tomorrow. God sees my tomorrow. And if God sees it, why should we worry about it? It's a text with a great exhortation. But I want you to notice in that text also, it's a text with a great explanation, because it says, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. It's a text not only with a great exhortation, but it's a text with a great explanation. The Lord Jesus says, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. D.L. Moody, the great evangelist, was walking down a street one day with one of his friends, and one of his friends said to him, Mr. Moody, tell me this. Have you got dying grace? And Moody turned round to him and says, dying grace? No, he says, I don't have dying grace. But when the moment comes for me to die, dying grace will be there for me. Listen, child of God, listen to me. You can't enjoy tomorrow's grace, because tomorrow's grace is only for tomorrow. The Lord gives us the grace to live in today. Why? For the morrow will take care of the things of itself. About 4 weeks before I started my pastorate in Kilkeel, The thoughts of it near put me round the bend. I said to myself, how on earth am I going to cope? A week or two before that, I was preaching in a wee mission hall just outside Derrygonly, on the other side of Inniskillen. And I was asked to this farmhouse for supper afterwards. And we went round to this farmhouse, and there might have been 12 or a dozen of dozens, 12 by the way. It's just I still talk to her own talk. And there's a dozen of us or more around this big farmhouse table. Ah, boys, it was great. And it was a house that you actually could sense the presence of God. And I happened to say to the fellow who had asked me around to the house, tell me, did you ever knew a man who lived around this part of the country by the name of Fred Harris? Oh, he says, I did. I says, I used to often hear Bertie Johnson talking about him, and I'd have often used Fred Harris in the illustrations in my sermon. He says, I'm a son. He says, are you aware of that? He says, I'm a son. And he says, in fact, you're sitting in his house. And I'll tell you, the sense of the God's presence in that house proved the point that Bertie Johnson was making. He was a man of God, even though he was in heaven. And he is in heaven. There was a sense of God in that house. But I remember Stephen, you call the son. Stephen asked me, are you all set for Kilkeel? No, says I, indeed, I'm not set for Kilkeel. He says, it scares the living daylights out of me. He says, why? He says, it's the thought. It's the thought of all those weeks, all those months, all those years of fainting messages to preach each week. He says, this is 2012. He says, I'll never see 2015. That was the year. He says, it's enough to push me over the edge. He says, don't you think like that. It would if it let you. Do you see, the week before my induction service, I was almost broke on our sunroom floor at the thought of it. I'm standing up here admitting it to you. And you know, the Lord has his people in the right place at the right time. And our phone rung, and it was my good friend and brother, Trevor Gillander. Some of you know Trevor. And Trevor rang up, Pastor, you know what Trevor gets on, Pastor McConnell. I says, yes, Trevor. He says, I have something I want to share with you. I says, what's that, Trevor? He says, before I went to Larne Mission Hall, he says, I could have run and jumped into the black water and swam away. At the thought of going to Larne Mission Hall, he says, it scared the living daylights out of me trying to prepare all them messages. But this is what I learned, he said, and I want you to take this from me. Don't you be worrying what you're going to preach next month. Don't be worrying about what you're going to preach next year. Don't be worrying about what you're going to preach the following week. He says, you just give each week to the Lord. And the Lord will give you for that week what is needed. And because I'm standing here this morning, I have proved that true. Oh, friend, I want to tell you something this morning. Troubled soul, listen, you're worrying about nothing. Because you see, 90% of the things, well, 95% of the things you worry about should never happen. Never happen. Because the Lord has your tomorrow in his hand. The Lord has your tomorrow all worked out for ye. And if your tomorrow is in the Lord's hand, well then why are we running about with it in our head for? Take therefore no thought for the morrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Here's a question for you. Why does God not allow us to see tomorrow? Why does God not allow us to see tomorrow? Why does he not let us see tomorrow? Well, I'll tell you why. we would only worry more and trust less. Remember that grace and guidance are given to us like manna in the wilderness. It's given to us one day at a time. Though I know not what awaits me, what tomorrow has in store, yet I know the Lord is faithful, aye, for I have proved him oft before. Listen, child of God, leave your tomorrow with God. Here's the final wee phrase. It's attached with a great exhortation. It's attached with a great explanation. It's attached with a great expectation, because it says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Listen, child of God, as you and I make this pilgrim journey through this waste, howling wilderness, with all its problems, with all its pressures, with all its trials, with all its troubles, we'll face difficult times. But let's remember this. We don't make this pilgrim journey on our own. I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And isn't it good that our times are in his hands? Whatever tomorrow brings, with its problems, great or small, I'll trust the God of miracles and give to him my all. Listen, it's not by chance I'm here. And nothing happens by chance. The real reason why I'm here, and why maybe Dennis is in Dunseverick, he has a message for the people in Dunseverick. He has a message for somebody there. And I've come with a message for somebody here. And here's the wee message, here's the wee thought I want to finish on. Listen, the Lord wants you to remember, and the Lord wants you to get a hold of this. Your tomorrow is in his hand. Just learn to leave it there. He has your tomorrow under control. He never fails. Just trust him. Let's take a wee moment and bow in prayer.